While a three-day heat wave broke records, city staff encouraged residents to cool off at outdoor public pools around the city. But some advocates said pools weren't a realistic way to beat the heat.
For some people, they can sit in a pool and find that, you know, sitting in a pool for 12 hours is going to be a heat relief option. But the reality is that's not the case for so many people.
Lorraine Lamb is an organizer with the Shelter and Housing Justice Network. She says not all residents can rely on swimming pools as a viable solution.
For people who are unhoused, like, we're not handing out bathing suits for people to go swimming. I feel like there are people that I have known over the years who are unhoused, where if they showed up to a community swimming pool, you and I both know that the cops are going to get called. There is a layer of discrimination and bias that exists in our society around people who are unhoused, which means that they don't have the same access to things.
Outdoor pools around the city opened early this year to accommodate residents during extreme heat events like this. The city allocated $2 billion to extend the pool season's daily operating hours. Lamb says much of the focus is on pools, while we should be considering other alternatives like bringing back 24/7 cooling centers.
And I'm kind of like baffled by how much we're talking about the pools. If I'm going to be honest, like if it's too hot for the pools to operate, then maybe it's a sign that like pools are not appropriate cooling center options, right? Like if it's too hot because we can't run them, then we can't count on them to be options and alternatives to combat the heat.
Many pools closed for several hours on Sunday amid temperatures that peaked above 40 degrees Celsius. Mayor Olivia Chow received a lot of heat from residents because of this. The mayor then apologized for the untimely closures that same day at a press conference, adding that more lifeguards would be deployed to keep things running.
The employment staff and branch said that there needs to be safety protocol. We need to protect the lifeguards.
Safety Management Director for the Life Saving Society told our station there's no alternative to closing pools under provincial regulations if temperatures surpass that 45-degree mark. The Life Saving Society is a training organization that certifies lifeguards across Canada.
Any employee in Ontario, if following these standards, should not be outside exposed to these conditions. You know, at temperatures like today, with humidity at around 43%, you're restricted by these standards to working fairly short periods of time.
Safety Management Michael Shane says in conditions above 43 degrees Celsius, lifeguards should only be on deck for 15 minutes, with 45 minutes off per hour. That's under Ontario law.
They seem to be coming more frequent these days with the changes in climate, but yeah, the employer typically plans for those sorts of events and does the best they can.
Shane says one solution may be scheduling more staff, but admits over the years, the society has had difficulty finding enough lifeguards to look after their swimming pools as it is.
It is a challenging job, especially in these conditions. They're constantly scanning the water to ensure people are safe.
This morning, Environment Canada lifted the heat warning that's been in effect for the last 3 days in Toronto. Though, despite some easing of that hot and humid weather, daytime forecasts still above 30 degrees. It'll feel closer to 34 with the humidity, according to the Federal Weather Agency. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative on Met Radio, CJTM 1280 AM.